Are you an adult that wants to read but doesn't really have the time or the attention span? Are you behind in your TV viewing and just want to know what's out there? Well, look no further than
Dustin Can Read and Walk!
I'm Dustin, and we've got modern and retro young adult and middle grade books.
Dustin can read.
We've got television and movies.
Dustin can watch.
Recent comedies, supernatural, musicals, and even the MCU!
Show only meant for adults. Parents suggested to listen to program before subjecting their children to idiocy. This program is not always safe for work.
For more info on this podcast, hit me up on Instagram at Dustin Can Read or on Twitter at Dustin_Holden. Don't miss out. It's all going down on
Dustin Can Read and Watch!
Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos from the store.
Like a song, like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
But I'm good with it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And our camera started in the middle of a sentence.
Because we were talking.
Right. Well, we're authentic. What do you
know? Yeah, what can you say?
Anyway, so today's episode, we're going to be talking about dragons and the folklore that surrounds them.
Yeah.
All around the world.
So excited. Like, they are literally international and have always been. And, like, you can't even, like, predate dragon lore because, like, dragon lore is just... always been.
I mean,
it's like you can find it back in like Stone
Mesopotamia.
Age yeah, Mesopotamian legends.
I don't know much like as far back as you can.
Like, it is like it's in Zoroastrian as well. In Zoroastrian legend, and Zoroastrian is like the original.
Now, is
legend.
Mesopotamia in the Middle East? Where
yes.
is that at? Okay, I was like, because yeah. there is no Mesopotamia
anymore.
Anymore. No. There's no Persia anymore either, is there? There's Persian.
We don't know geography on this show, guys. No. Refer to season one where we said that like once every third episode. We haven't said it for a while, but as you're asking me these questions, I don't know.
Like, I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to get like my eye around it.
Transylvania anymore. I know there's no more Transylvania. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Guys, if you know, let us know. But I really don't know. Otherwise,
I was just, yeah, sorry guys.
It's from everywhere, whether you know where it is or not. They had dragon lore, and dragons used to be more serpentine, which I kind of fucking love. Not to say that I don't love the dragons that the medieval ages gave us, because those things are fucking cool looking.
House of Dragon is coming out soon. I'm so sorry. I'm just saying they dropped the trailer yesterday. It looks really good. Looks really sad. I like those dragons. I like the style of those dragons.
Yeah, I do. I like the medieval style of dragon, but I do love, from a standpoint of everything all-inclusive, I like the fact that pre-medieval Europe, all dragon lore, even European dragon lore, they were serpentine. And I like it.
Like the Chinese type.
Exactly. Yeah. And, okay, so people want to argue, like, science suckers be out there like, dragons aren't real. Yeah, they are. Like, they were recorded as snakes, guys. Like, are snakes
big
not real,
snakes.
You motherfuckers? They are real.
And
anacondas are
big-ass
snakes.
Right, exactly. They totally exist.
They're real. And you know what? Another thing I was thinking about in our basilisk episode, or the episode where we covered basilisks and other, like, crossover animals that hatch from eggs in weird ways. Like, dragons and basilisks are very, there's a lot of overlap.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
With
and
the
for
original
real,
dragon
yeah.
lore. Yeah.
Because they're huge. Like, I believe in Germany, they called them a word that pretty much meant worm. Like, giant worm.
Giant worm, yeah, yeah.
With a Y. Sorry.
Yeah. It's very... So, it's just... Dragons are more than just fairy tales. And that's what I love about the serpentine thing, is it points to that dragons are more than just fairy tales. You know what I mean? Like... It literally points to that. And if you are watching us on YouTube, you might be noticing that we're in our jammy jams and we got matching mugs because we're having a little slumber party.
Yay!
Oh, I wonder if we can make the... Oh, wait, we're doing new thumbnails. Well,
we can
get
take
a picture
and it's a thumbnail. Yeah, like
that. Love that. Sorry, just had to give our YouTube viewers a shout out because there's an uptick in you and we want you to know
we
you're
appreciate you
yes.
so much. Actually, I can't believe the number of subscribers we're almost at. So if you're watching this, don't forget to like and subscribe, and maybe we'll hit that sooner than we thought.
I know, and we'll do something fun. I don't know what yet. We'll do something fun. Ask our patrons what it's like when we do something fun, or find out for yourself by becoming a patron at patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot.
So the first lore, no, it totally did. So the first lore that I read about dragons was the Mesopotamian and the Persian one, and they were like demons, right? They were like a type of demon, I think.
For the most part, they were the bad guys of all the stories,
except Chinese and Japanese.
Well, like I mean, in Mesopotamia.
Oh, in Mesopotamia,
in those regions. But yeah, the Asian cultures, they definitely have a much better connotation.
Mm-hmm.
They're protective, magical.
They protect their country.
They like, were not devoted, but worshipped.
Yes.
They were worshipped. Like
deities.
At one point, only the emperor of China could have dragons on their clothes or on stuff in their homes because, like, he was like, I'm big ballin' and y'all aren't worthy of dragons. That is wrong. We are all worthy
of
dragons.
I can't lie. I love me a good knight in shining armor with dragons on his fucking, like,
ooh,
I love that.
Yes. If that man rides up with a shield and he got a dragon on it, I'm like, I was going to say something really bad. Bless you.
Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
I am censoring myself because a man with a dragon on his chest could make me do things, and my daughter is doing our nails for our slumber party, so I am censoring myself.
Love me a good dragon.
Yep. Love me a good knight in shining armor. Love me a bad knight in shining armor a little bit more.
Book, okay? You know I got to bring this up,
absolutely.
Okay? Where, I can't remember what it's called, but I know the author's name is, like, Christian something. Anyway, she wrote it where this girl gets, like, I'm debated on reading it, but I can't bring myself to do it. She gets, like, kidnapped by a dragon, and it's very, like, reminiscent of Sleeping Beauty, but she's not asleep. Like, or I guess I should say, like, Fiona in a tower with a fiery dragon, but it's a dragon shifter. So
it's Maleficent.
Yeah.
But, no, sorry, that was like what
but
dragons.
Like a man. Like, right. So I'm
okay.
Like, oh, I could totally read that.
Okay.
And I mean, but I haven't yet, but I could totally read that. I can't remember what it's called. I'm sorry. I think it's like a dragon's kiss or something.
Well, like, and I love that dragons are everywhere in pop culture. Like, not
sorry
only,
to get all weird.
No, you're fine because I'm about to talk about, like, there's a series of books and it's called, like, each dragon is associated with, like, a different stone. And it's not like those horse girl books from, like, the late 90s or whatever.
I used to read those.
I did, too. I absolutely did. I was a horse girl. If you guys have been longtime listeners, you know this.
I went through a stage.
Yeah, I went through a stage. I wasn't a horse girl, like, forever, ever. But I went through a stage where I was definitely a horse girl. And I did read those books, and I got them for my daughter. But there is a series of books that my husband read, and it's, like, the one that we actually have, is called, like, The Ruby Dragon or The Ruby Knight or The Ruby Dragon Knight. I can't remember, but it's an entire series, and, like, there's different stones that go along, and it's, like, really cool because, like, there's a little bit of actual historical fact. Like, that was how I learned that one of the reasons people, like, you know, you wanted to be drunk all the time because lice and bed bugs and fleas were rampant. We didn't have pesticides and stuff. And, like, for knights that were, like, sleeping in barns and whatever, like, they were getting eaten by pests. So, like, when you were drunk, you couldn't feel that so much, and you could actually get some sleep. And I was like, that is a fucking good point that I never would have thought of if that book hadn't put it in my realm of knowledge.
Speaking of pop culture with dragons, I mean, they're kind of blowing up right now. We've got Fourth Wing, which I have not read.
I mean, you say that, but, like, they've been blowing up for a while, because, like, back in the 90s, there was Dragonheart with Not Kiefer Sutherland, sad, but the guy that kind of looks like him.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love that movie.
And then they had like, Aragon the Books, which was written by like a 15 or 16 year old, and they're so huge. I never read the books.
Well, and How to Train Your Dragon.
I love
How to Train Your Dragon. Like, prior to that, like,
House
of
Dragon,
so much of the fantasy that I watched growing up had dragons in it. Not Sleeping Beauty, notwithstanding, but definitely dragon, big part of Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. It is the antagonist along with Maleficent herself. But, like, there's good dragons and there's bad dragons. I mean, the Dragon Tales, an entire show.
Oh, I love Dragon Tales.
I loved watching Dragon Tales with my kids. Like, that shit was fun. I love me some cartoons, y'all.
Dragons just have held the curiosity and the imagination of people
for literally forever. And part of it, like, so, you know, there's a lot of places that we think that dragon lore and dragon mythology come from. But, like, one thing that I absolutely believe is that our inherent fear of reptiles mm-hmm. and birds that are large enough to prey upon us, mm-hmm. Which feed into dragon mythology. If you look at the way mm-hmm. they're made up, I mean, they're very serpentine. Mm-hmm. They can be very bird-like in their appearance. And because that our pre-human ancestors were susceptible to being the prey animals for, you know, serpents and large birds of prey, like, that kind of formed into the dragon mythology. And I do believe that one of the reasons, whether that's the reason that dragon mythology exists or not, I do believe our inherent fear of snakes and large birds of prey, and essentially anything that can easily eat humans, I think that feeds into dragons being everywhere around the world.
You think so?
I do.
That, and it makes me wonder, like, well, maybe it's a residual fear that we have not evolved, or that they specifically did not evolve past because they are real.
Yep.
You know, it's the same with, like, I think I read that something like inside us is triggered by things like Chucky or like zombies because we know
that that's real. No, I believe
that. Well, and 100%. Well, we know that that's
a possibility.
Yeah, that
it's something there's that happened something in the past.
Wrong with them.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
and so evolutionarily speaking, we see somebody covered in sores who's moaning and groaning.
And we're like,
get away, you will give us the plague.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like a survival type thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, then we have things, like you mentioned, spiders. People are scared of spiders. People are scared of snakes. People are scared of things that
can kill us. Yeah. Like, really. Like, especially, you mentioned spiders and snakes. These are both venomous things. These are both venomous things that can kill us. And, like, earlier you and I were talking not about this subject at all. And you mentioned that, like, you know, we were talking a lot about intuitive dieting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Maddie had mentioned that, like, you know, people have always historically eaten garlic for protective purposes. And it was like kind of an intuitive behavior, perhaps, of them intuitively knowing that garlic would keep them healthy because mm-hmm. garlic kills off parasites and it kills off bacteria and it kills off the things that make us sick. Right? So intuitively, we know we don't have necessarily a plant that can heal from that spider or snake bite. And that's why we are so inherently afraid mm-hmm. of them for no reason. Like, we are biologically, it is ingrained in us as much as being afraid of a wolf is ingrained in the deer.
Well, a lot of people are afraid of the dark. Kids are afraid of the dark. There's a lot of adults who are afraid of the dark because, you know.
Sorry, it's hard to overcome. I was afraid of the dark for, like, long into my adulthood. Like, me walking in the cemetery at night, mm-hmm. that's a huge, like, thing for me because I've been so afraid of the dark for so much of my life that, like, pushing myself that first time was really fucking hard.
I mean,
hard.
It is and a fight or flight stopped. Thing, you know?
It is.
I mean?
Well, because you can't, we don't have the eyesight that other animals, like mm-hmm. predators that are out and about at night, we don't have the eyesight that they have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, like, I like the theory personally.
And that goes really well with the dragon serpent thing because they have way better eyesight than us.
Yeah, they do. And I like the theory that
that dragons are a way that the ancient people described or figured out finding old dinosaur bones. Like, holy shit, because imagine being an ancient person. You got no fucking idea what dinosaurs are. Yeah. You come across a fucking pterodactyl.
Rib bone that's, like, bigger than your house.
Exactly.
Your whole family could live in this rib cage.
Or you see, like, a pterodactyl or a giant wing bone.
And you gotta... Exactly. And you have to explain it away. And no, like, that... I learned about that theory as, like, either a kid or a young teenager. So that's always made sense to me. And... I won't lie, like, how do I say this without sounding like a crazy bitch?
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Oh, no, you're fine. Sometimes it just turns on.
I don't want to sound like a crazy bitch. I want to believe the dragons are real. I saw a dragon, like, just a couple weeks ago. I told Maddie about it. I'm not crazy, y'all. I swear to God, I'm not crazy. Believing in that theory... Mm-hmm. means that dragons weren't necessarily real, but they are real. So it's it has taken me a lot of mental processes to understand how both that could be a real thing, mm-hmm. and it makes a lot of sense, and dragons are absolutely a real thing as well.
Because I do believe in dragons.
I do believe in dragons. I saw one, but also, like, the fact that all the lore before the Middle Ages was serpentine makes so much
absolutely
more
because
sense
I mean
to me.
Okay, but we see anacondas now.
Yes.
They're going to be bigger back then.
Yes, exactly. They are. Yeah, because the prey's bigger, right?
Exactly.
So the predators are larger.
Well, and they don't have people taking over their fucking, forest or wherever the fuck it is anacondas live, the rivers.
Yeah, no, they don't. They have their natural habitat with their natural prey available readily.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, absolutely. See, we came prepared for the sleepover. We have a pot of hot cocoa to refill our cups as they empty. Because as you saw, the mugs we're using are a lot smaller than
they
the
are
mugs we usually use. But they're fun and they're Christmas. And
they're Christmas, yeah.
They came out of the Christmas cabinet, so they must be used. Whoops. Oh, well, I'll enjoy it. But, like, okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so are we ready to spiritually talk about
this? Yes,
okay.
We can talk spiritually.
So here's the thing about dragons, okay, that I love in everything that I was reading. So in a lot of lore, whether the dragons are the good guys or the dragons are the bad guys, they're associated with the underworld. They're associated with protecting mm-hmm. the underworld. In a lot of stories, they are associated with holding up the world. Now, in esoteric creation learnings, there is this whole thing about the way that the universe was created, and it starts out as a state, like, it basically goes through the elemental states, and oh my god, that goes really well with our next episode of Fire. So, I love where this is going, but I've been waiting to talk to you so I could, like,
no, please
do. Verbally
so you
vomit
can put it
all
on
of
the
this.
Podcast.
Yes,
yes.
And I didn't want to forget, so I've, like, just been waiting and
this
holding
green.
This
Did
in.
Did you make this one?
So, like, the world starts, like, the universe starts out as, like, all these, it starts out in a gas state, and then it goes to a vegetative state, and atom is atoms, and Adam is the entire universe in and of himself, and then when matter gets added to atom, he becomes the vegetative state, and we have the world that has no animals on it because the ocean is writhing, and it doesn't have the fish people coming out of it yet, but once we get the vertebrae, that makes us animals and takes us from the vegetative state to the animal state. You know the way that you see the scepter for healing and it's got the snakes wrapped around it? Mm-hmm. If you look at our spine, it's got nerves wrapped around it in the exact same way. And in, like, a lot of artistic depictions, that spine is depicted with snakes wrapping around it because the snakes are at the very core of our existence and they are protecting the boundary between life and death because they are the ones sitting at the underworld. And I want to talk to you about this.
And that is why Christians have
yes,
done what
yes,
they
yes,
did.
To yes, the that, snake. That, yes, I had to take a breath, but that's exactly where I was going to go with that. I know, I've been so excited to talk about this all day, and I was afraid that if we talked about it before, I'd forget to say something on the podcast, because we already talked about it. Did I just blow your mind?
No, you totally did.
Because, like, yes, Christians keep us away, and the snake is bad, and the snake is
to be feared, and the snake is to be kept away, and the snake is the evil guy, and the snake is the bad guy. But really, the snake is just the boundary between the worlds. And if you're willing to accept the serpent, you can cross back and forth because the serpent is within you. Kundalini.
Okay, but Kundalini. You it's say the serpent that
within you.
And I'm gonna play devil's advocate, wink, and say a Christian would say that is the devil talking, trying to get you to accept Satan, trying to get you to accept Lucifer as the snake, because that's exactly what Eve did.
Okay, but I will go one further, because I don't know if you guys watch the guy on TikTok that does all the videos about Loki. Now, he started talking about how Zeus is really the biblical god, and how Zeus has presented these things to be whatever, right? And so, yeah, wouldn't a false god want to keep you away from the true path of knowledge? So, like, think about our episode with Veles and Perun, where the sky god, the thunder god, the god who watches down over everybody and controls them with an iron fist, fights back against the serpent of the waters that guards the boundary between life and death. I'm sorry, it's just really interesting because dragons are associated with these tales. And I'm just like, because like Jormungandr, the Leviathan, even in Christianity, and oh my God, the Leviathan, there's something about like, it made sense to me even in the story of the Leviathan, how like really they're just fighting to own that boundary and be able to say who gets to go to heaven and who goes to hell versus what the way it really should be, where we all know the serpent from the get-go, because the serpent is within us and the serpent is without us, because we are all connected and we are all one. Sorry, I have just been waiting for this all day.
No, it's fine. Sorry, I'm like, do I have marshmallow on my lips? Because I keep feeling it on my lips. But I don't want to lick off my lipstick either.
So, because that also goes in with the dragon being a fourth dimensional fey creature, too.
I do see the dragon. So, personally, I see the dragon as a fourth dimensional fey creature, along with Nessie. Check out our previous episode in season 2, where we talk about...
I'm pretty sure it's season 2.
I think so. We talk about the Loch Ness Monster. And I think we did... We talked about thunderbirds and multiple things. Yeah. And I think that dragons fall into that same category as... Oh my God. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. As
dog hit table where nails are being done, just so you guys understand. Slumber party faux pas.
I think that they're in that realm. I do. I think that occasionally we can see them, just like I think occasionally we can see thunderbirds. I think that occasionally we can see Nessie. They are a creature that can come and go as they please.
Well, and I agree with that. Like, and even as the guardian of the boundaries, you know, if it is something that is guarding the boundary between life and death, then it could easily pass back and forth. And I don't know, like, just all the research combined and, you know, this, the whole stuff about, like, the church and, like, them, like, basically trying to change the way people think. And, like, basically, like, they want to own knowledge. And the snake is the knowledge. And, oh, my God. Like, really? Really? Because, like, dragons and serpents are so intertwined. They are the same. And I, like, they are the same.
They ultimately are.
Yeah, they are. Like, in Slavic lore, they believe that a dragon is just a snake that's, like, elder. You know what I mean? Like, and that, again, makes sense to me, especially since they do see the dragon more in that serpentine way versus the winged way, or at least pre-medieval times.
Well, and it's also, like, look at the Japanese and Chinese dragons. They literally look like snakes in a way.
Yeah, and some of them have wings and some of them have beards, but they're all very protective. And, like, if you think about something that would be at the boundary of life and death, that is something that's very protective, I would say. You know what I mean?
I would say so. And there's a modern type magic, draconic magic. I can't find much about it, but I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering correctly,
they believe dragons are a guardian.
Yes, they do. Them, you know? Like, yeah, because like even in the wedding that I performed back in October, mm-hmm. there was draconian magic blessing involved mm-hmm. because.
Well, do they believe that? Each dragon has with one element.
Yes,
because yes. I read that I don't know where it was. It wasn't South America. It was something like that. Some country I can't remember.
Yes,
and
I
it
read
was
that
like
too.
Winter.
Yes,
and
associated with specific dragons.
Yes.
Well, and there's multiple because there's one where it's like this dragon is associated with spring, but this one's associated with like this other season.
Yes.
And so like I think that's a fairly common where mm-hmm. they hold dragons to be a beneficial thing.
Yeah.
Although you say winter, is that dragon bad? Did it say?
It didn't say. I don't think so.
Because usually things that bring on winter are seen as bad because winter inherently means things die, life gets harder.
It didn't honestly go into depth with that sort of thing, but it did say there's specifically one for winter, summer, fall, and spring.
Okay, that's super
so
cool.
So it was super cool. And they each had their own color as well. And I believe they each had their own element.
Yeah, and that would make sense too because I think there's a reason that we see dragons in pop culture in so many different colors. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess maybe that's not the reason, but draconian magic, I believe mm-hmm. they also have it in different colors is what I'm trying to fucking say. Guys.
And now a word from one of our fellow podcasters.
Hey, I'm Karen.
And I'm Aubrey.
And this is Chicklit, a literature comedy podcast where we enjoy getting lit and talking about books that spoke to us as young adults.
Yeah, Book It was dope as fuck.
Yeah, I did
used to
book
get
it.
The little personal pan pizza.
Yes!
Oh my god. Just for you. Yeah, nobody can take that shit, dog.
But we also cover movies with special guests, and it can get pretty crazy.
I'll make a controversial statement. I will take this over Space Jam.
Is that controversial?
People love Space Jam. We might have to stage a fight.
So if you enjoy YA fiction... That fool of a fairy, Lucinda, did not intend to lay a curse on me. She meant to bestow a gift.
Boozy beverages.
Little shot of Bailey's in your coffee. Coffee, pizza, and Bailey's. Goes together like...
Doesn't go together. Like
it doesn't go together at all. And the power of friendship. I'll be like, I bought your Christmas present. And she'll be like, what'd you get me? I have to know.
Tell me right
and
now.
And I'm like,
Henry
no.
Henry gets so irritated because I'm like, do you want your present now? And he's like, it's like October. No, I don't.
Then we're the podcast for you.
We've been best friends for over a decade, so join in on the fun and grab a drink, y'all. January 6th at 1:15 p.m., the day that Dry January died.
Like, I haven't read Fourth Wing. I'm seeing it everywhere, but I can't bring myself to... It just doesn't sound like something I'm interested in. It's a very popular book. It's called Fourth Wing, and it's basically about, like... Soldiers ride dragons. And so one of their famous quotes that I keep seeing Ooh. Everywhere, yeah, it's a romance. Like this, and it's like, nice.
I writer, really did get a little warm, guys. Sorry.
A writer without a dragon without their rider is sad. A rider without their dragon is dead. Isn't that sad? But also true, because I imagine you need your dragon. And I also love That's the quote. Sad. I'm sorry, I gotta mention some dragon quotes. I love the quote... What the fuck? I'm sorry, I don't even remember where I was going with it. Like
Game of Thrones quote, I assume?
I don't know, I thought it was a Game of Thrones quote, but I'm thinking maybe it's an Aragorn quote or something. I don't know, love me some dragons is the point. Mm-hmm. Love me some dragons and fantasy. I let that go like, right as I'm like, I love dragons and fantasy.
Right? I know. I'm like, I was about to start. And I'm going to do it as soon as that's off. Because I just love dragons. And I have since I was a little kid. And you know why? Because I was a little kid in the 80s. And you know what we had in the 80s? We had Pete's Dragon. And we had Puff the Magic Dragon lives by the sea. Frolic with the da 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 in the land of Emily.
I love
Emily. I don't fucking know. My mom sang me that every night.
I love when Bill is singing that song on King of the Hill and he's like, what's his name? Fuck. God, my mind is so scattered brained.
Which episode?
The main character. Hank is like, Why are you singing that, Bill? Do you even know what that song's about? It's about dragons. Oh, he goes, it's about dragons. That's so childish.
I thought he knew it was about drugs. I found out as an adult it was about drugs. And I'm like, that makes sense. But I did love Puff the Magic Dragon. I still love Puff the Magic. I almost tried to find Pete's Dragon to watch it. It's probably on Disney Plus. I am boycotting Disney right now. For reasons that, if you watch the news, you understand.
What happened? Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be political on our podcast.
Because of their past. Yeah. So they're like, if we don't, then...
See, that is the joke I made.
Oh, is it? Oh my God.
I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe we should.
Public podcast. So I brought it up. You're fine. No, I'm just like, I didn't look it up on Disney Plus. I haven't watched anything on Disney Plus because that's how I show my opinion on things in a capitalistic society is by not feeding into certain things. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is Puff the Magic Dragon, Pete's Dragon, fucking Maleficent and Sleeping Beauty. I'm pretty sure in... motherfucking The Sword in the Stone. I'm pretty sure Mad Madam Mim and not Gandalf, but the cartoon one that makes me think of Gandalf. Oh my God, Merlin. Yeah, Merlin. Pretty sure they turned into dragons when they were doing their little fight, but I'm not positive on that.
Let me just.
But dragons, man. They're just awesome.
For a minute. What about Drogon? He's alone now. He had to fight in Game of Thrones. He had to fight his brother. It never occurred to me that he had to fight his brother. Remember he fought the ice dragon? That was actually his brother. So he had to fight his... I know, I never thought of it that way either. That he grew up with. And then he lost his other brother. And then he lost his mother. And now he's alone. And the thing is with the Game of Thrones universe... Dragon eggs don't need to be fertilized. Dragons are hermaphrodites in the Game of Thrones universe. So
anybody could have more dragons. Yes. Like you don't have to have a male and a female. That is smart, Mr. R.R. Martin.
God damn. I know.
That's a kind of fucking genius move. Like, how are we going to have more dragons? Well, they're hermaphrodites. They just lay their own eggs.
It makes sense because some reptiles are hermaphrodites, like frogs. Well, that's not a hermaphrodite. Not a reptile.
It's an amphibian, and they can switch gender as needed by society, but can they inseminate themselves?
I feel like there are some.
I think it's like lower life forms. And I don't mean that in a shitty way. I just mean like. Amoebas can reproduce asexually. I think axolotls are.
I don't know what an axolotl is. But you said it like five times.
I know. Did you ever watch BoJack Horseman?
No.
Okay. So it's like this little salamandery like looking thing, but it's got like frilly.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Those are actually called some sort of dragon as well. Water dragons.
That's super cool. Yeah. But they're, I think they might be, they might reproduce asexually because on BoJack Horseman, one of the asexual characters was an axolotl. Now, I'm not 100% on that, but Lolly did nod her head.
I think it's just that axolotls themselves reproduce.
Okay, so that's cool. That's cool, and props to BoJack for, you know, pulling that one out of the bag. That's cool. That's cool. Showing representation. But anyway, dragons, yeah. That's cool. Like there are a lot of different kinds of dragons because there's the water dragons and there's bearded dragons and there's
elemental dragons.
They're elemental dragons.
Oh, you mean in real life? There's kimono dragons.
Yes.
Okay, kimono dragons. I don't know why I'm fucking terrified of them because we live in Missouri. But like
you should be terrified of them.
They are so scary. They're poisonous. Terrifying.
Yeah, they're.
That's what's got me fucked up.
It's not that they're poisonous. It's that their mouth is full of so many germs.
Uh-huh.
That if they bite you, you'll get blood poisoning. Because there's so much nasty shit in there.
And I don't think they can cure it. Like, I don't think...
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, I think you get blood poisoning and you die kind of thing. I'm not positive. So I've just seen enough stuff. Komodo dragons
are scary and they're huge.
Well, and Komodo dragons, like, I've seen a video where, like, they pulled their prey apart. Like, they moved a car. Like, they were big enough to, like, just move a car out of their way with their body. I mean, they didn't throw it like I just... intimated guys, you know, they move slower than that, but still, like, it's a reptile that is big enough to just like tear things apart with its mouth.
I think I'm gonna say fuck Komodo dragons because I hate them just like I dislike orcas. I think they've made it to that list.
I low-key love Komodo dragons. That's how I know that they're not actually poisonous. It's just, like, the stuff
they're
in their mouth.
Scary.
Like, guys, I used to be, like, the kid that the librarian felt bad for, and she let me stay in the library during recess, so I didn't get bullied too badly. And so, anyway, I read a lot, and I read a lot about reptiles, because most of the time I lived in Florida, and I learned a lot about reptiles, especially alligators, crocodiles, Komodo dragons, and snakes. And I have a strong affinity.
They don't have Komodo dragons in Florida, do they?
Not naturally. Okay. I think they only exist on an island in, like...
Yeah, they exist on an island or something.
Is it the South Pacific? I don't fucking know. I feel like they only exist, like, on an island naturally.
Probably never.
Like, we've got them in zoos, which is why you say, like, you shouldn't be afraid. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking should. What if something happened?
Oh,
can you imagine, not speaking that into existence. Anyway, because I have an affinity for these animals, I love where, when I was doing my research, I read in the Japanese legends, at least, the belief is possibly that their dragon legends come from traveling, migrating crocodiles. And I love that. I thought that was great.
I read that about the Egyptians as well. Like, because they have a god. They have, like, a dragon god who is the opposite of Ra.
Yes, I read a lot about that, but I didn't retain as much of it, so I wasn't going to...
Egyptian... Yeah, okay, so for me, if I'm being honest with you, reading these, like, this lore was one of those things that was... I have to sneeze, Lolly. I'm so sorry.
That's what you got to do when you're getting your nails done, ladies. Yes. Bless you.
Thank
you
so much.
You gotta
so
let
much.
The person doing your nails know. It's always great. Yeah. For both of you.
Thank you.
This applies to tattoos, too.
Yes. But, what was I saying? Oh, my God.
Dragons.
Okay, so, like, reading this dragon lore, it actually did the same thing to me that reading, like, about angels and certain things do. There are some things that I just simply read, and it's like reading in another language. And I think it was, like, the Egyptian part of it was like that as well. Like...
Well, like, for me, I couldn't retain, like, all the stories.
Yeah.
There were a lot of names.
Yeah,
see,
but
like,
they
when
were
I'm not
weird,
familiar with the adjacent stories that they're using along with, like, it just doesn't stick as well. And I don't know as much about Egyptian mythology. Like, mm-hmm. I've read a little bit. Like, every once in a while, I look up, like, Ra and Set and... just other gods or goddesses that I have a question about or I'm curious about. But I know what you're saying because it does become like a little scrambly. It's mm-hmm. just hard.
The names. That's exactly where I got all mm-hmm. like messed up. Because
if I don't have a connotation for that name, I'm not going to remember it very easily.
Exactly.
And so then later when we revisit, I'm like, wait, did we already mention this person?
Right.
Or place the thing? Whatever. Yeah, the names really fuck me up too. Unless I know, like... If I was reading a Greek story, or even a Slavic story at this point, because I'm familiar enough, I would know enough that it would make sense. You know what I mean? But I don't think I know enough that it makes sense.
Right.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Like, so what dragon lore first led you guys to dragons? And Maddie, I'm going to ask you just for show... What's your favorite dragon stuff in pop culture?
I'm really thinking about it because I think you know I'm going to say House of Dragon and Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm only asking you for like show.
I was just trying to think if there was anything else, but
I'm going to be real with you. I do think it's House of Dragon. I'm going to say House of Dragon instead of Game of Thrones just because House of Dragon has more dragons in it. I think it's really inclusive in the types of dragons because Daemon Targaryen's dragon is modeled after the Asian dragons. He's called the Blood Worm for a reason. He looks like a snake.
Okay.
He looks like a worm. Then you've got, like, the older one that looks like a chameleon. Like, literally, chameleon neck and everything. So, like, I really like the representation of the different looks of dragons in that show. Because I think it touches on multiple cultures when it comes to the dragons, and the way that they look.
That's cool.
So, I do like that. Plus, I like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I'm just asking this question so it's out there.
And I really can't think of anything else. Like, yeah. I tried.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, and I'm going to have to, like, I got to be honest. When I was thinking about it, like, I watched Dragonheart growing up. So much.
I feel like it's
I think
sad,
it might be
though.
Dragonheart. I fucking love Dragonheart. I loved it. I really did.
Isn't it sad?
I think it's kind of sad, but I also feel like in my childhood, it was the first thing that gave a dragon its own personality.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And like really humanized the dragon. You know what I mean? Because like it was Sean Connery was the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like it was good. It was good. Like I feel like, because when I've been thinking about dragon stuff since this episode, and like I loved Pete's dragon growing up and I loved Puff the Magic Dragon. And Dragon Tales I watched with my kids.
When you've got the Luck Dragon.
Favorite.
The Luck Dragon? I'm
Why
sorry.
Does that sound familiar?
Never Ending Story.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that.
Isn't that his name? What's his name?
Falcor,
yes.
You know, it's funny. I guess he is a dragon. I don't think of Falcor as a dragon because he's furry.
I'm pretty
That's
sure
a
they
me
called
bias.
Him the luck dragon.
I think you're right. I just never thought of him as a dragon, but he really is just like an Asian-style dragon with fur.
Also, but, there was... what is it? American Dragon, Disney.
Oh!
Cartoon where he was a dragon.
Right.
The OG dragon shifter.
Right? I forgot about that show. That was not my time or my kids' time, I don't think.
Because I'm older than Roz, so
yeah.
I think that was like...
I think it's one of the few things that slipped through all those cracks. And I do love How to Train Your Dragon. It just wasn't really for me. Like, I liked it with my kids.
Fucking
it was fun.
Sad. What is with all these fucking dragon movies and shows being sad? I'm so tired of it. It's like with the horse movies, they're sad.
God, they are sad. Like, Black Beauty.
Like, can we
Y'all
just have a happy
Y'all
want to
know why I'm so fucking crunchy? Black Beauty.
I know.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Can we just...
We also need to do an episode on horses because
we do.
Counter to dragons. Like, in a lot of the stories where the dragons are the bad guys, a horse is involved in the good guy part of it.
Well, and horses also are very much with the Irish or the Gaelic fae.
Yeah, well, and they're huge in Slavic culture, mm-hmm. period. Like, not just Slavic magic, but Slavic culture, period. Like, half of the pieces of art that my mother and I own from Russia, they have horses on them. Half of them do.
What did you mention? You just mentioned, I said it was fucking sad. It's a dragon one.
Oh, Black Beauty. Wait.
Before Black Beauty. Right before Black Beauty.
How to Name Your Dragon?
No. Oh, yeah. That movie's fucking sad because they're, like, beating up the dragons and they're, like... taking the dragons and they like fuck you dragons, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just like,
just
bro, I'm so tired.
So badly.
I am so
stop treating animals badly, you ass wagons.
Spoiler alert. I want to say spoiler alert for House of Dragons season 2. Can I please say it? Okay.
No, I don't give
okay.
a shit, you
spoiler
know.
Spoiler alert. Don't Ooh. Listen to this. There is a scene in the, okay, it's been a book for like 12 years, guys. Okay, but seriously, spoiler alert, fucking spoiler alert. There's a scene that's going to be coming up in House of Dragon. I don't know if they're going to do it at the end of season 2 or just somewhere in season 3. So the dragons are, the Targaryens are fighting. We know this. It's the Targaryen Civil War. And
they're raking havoc on King's Landing and all the people, obviously. I mean, there's fucking dragons fighting in the sky. The people are starving. They're pissed off because their people are not, by their people, I mean their king and their queen, like, they're all fucked up fighting their own stupid-ass war over who's king and who's queen, and their people are dying, right? These motherfuckers. That's why I don't give a shit about the people of King's Landing. I'm glad Daenerys roasted their ass. Broke in.
Damn.
Broke in.
And her mother-in-law before her. Wait. Never her mother-in-law. Sorry.
No. Broke into the dragon, like, stables and ripped them all apart. Attacked the dragons. All of them. All the people. Mass people. Ripped them apart. Pretty sure some of them start eating the dragons because they're starving, because they think if we destroy the dragons, then maybe the war will end.
Okay, you know what? For people being subjugated, I can't blame them.
And that's why George R. R. Martin is really good at what he does, because I feel like that's something that would actually happen. Like, people.
Well, yeah, like you say, they started eating them because, like, this is what they feel like is causing their suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, if they get rid of it, not only can they end their immediate suffering by getting rid of their hunger pains and eating this meat, but maybe the war will stop and their futures mm-hmm. will get better.
Yeah.
So, like, in all ways, it can solve their problems. That's sad as fuck, though, because the people in charge eat the rich guys. The people in charge are the ones that they should have gone after, not the dragons.
Well, I mean, the whole season, like,
eat the rich.
The whole House of Dragon, if you start House of Dragon and you don't know what it's about, stop it right now, because the whole fucking House of Dragon show is about the extinction of dragons and how it came about. And ultimately, it came about because people in power used them as weapons and they killed each other, and then people got tired of it and killed them.
And George R. R. Martin is a time traveler, and this is all actually just a completely true story about what really happened.
Are you being sarcastic?
Okay,
I was like,
but
are you serious?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Like, well,
like, he's a time traveler.
It's just
this
realistic.
Is what really
happened,
you know, dragon. It is realistic. That's why I was like, that popped in my head while you were talking, so I was just like, because
I can honestly see people being tired of not just dragons, but magical creatures as a whole. And then they have to go into hiding into the other dimension, because that's what I think happened to them anyway. Like, Fae and the nature creatures and unicorns and Maddie sounding crazy.
I mean, the
now.
Last unicorn, that's exactly
literally,
what
they had
happened.
To go
like,
into hiding.
People, well, not just that, but like, people lost their magic because the third eye got mm-hmm. closed and we stopped wearing the cone hat and we just stopped being able to see what's really there, and we just see the illusion that they've mm-hmm. presented us with so that our slavery seems better as they steal our lives away and have us work and waste our bodies for mere pennies of our time. Well, they get rich on us, so again, eat the rich. But I was actually going somewhere with that, not just talking shit on the rich. Where did I start before? I said,
well, just
eat the rich.
People in general, I think humans are just not super good, and that's part of why things like dragons and unicorns have kind of gone into hiding, because,
oh yeah, we lost our magic. Yeah, so we can't see them anymore. Like, they've gone into hiding, but also, like, they can hide in plain sight because we see a unicorn, and because we've lost our magic, we can't see the horn anymore. We just see a
horn.
Do horse.
You think so?
I do.
That
is that exactly what the movie
sad,
The Last Unicorn's
but
about.
But I can see that.
And that's why people who are more connected can see, like, when a fucking fairy flies in front of their face.
And they're
and
called
they,
crazy.
Yeah. Yo.
Literally, we sound
I have,
crazy as
I've
shit
seen
right now.
When I tell you guys,
oh
that
yes,
I've
tell
seen
us
it,
you've
I'm
seen
not.
Your dragon.
I did.
Oh,
I was
did.
Driving. I didn't. I've never told the story to anybody but you.
Okay, I didn't know
crazy.
If you wanted to share it on here.
Well,
but
I was just gonna say to them, like, when I tell you I've seen these things, guys, I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to, like, impress you. Like, oh, I'm so. No, I've seen this shit, and I don't think I'm crazy because, like, and otherwise, I'm pretty logical and rational in my behaviors, right? But I was driving one day. And this fucking thing, like, flew in front of my car. And I looked directly at it.
And it was a tiny dragon.
How little was it?
I mean, it was like this big.
Okay, so that's bigger than I thought. Because I was imagining like a dragonfly.
Oh, no.
So you mean this is like your hand?
Yeah, it was like one of the giant leaves, you know? I would say it was like that size. But not shaped like a leaf, because like I could distinctly see legs and wings and a tail. And I know I sound crazy, y'all, but I saw it. Okay, have you ever seen... Wow, sounds crazy, but it's just like that movie where, you know, the fairies fly around and they're wearing leaves and shit, so they look like leaves when they're flitting past, but they're really fairies. Like
the Spiderwick Chronicles?
Yeah, I think that is the movie.
I just love the fairies in that one.
Yeah, I do too. And like, see, for real, it's like, I see this shit and it's real. It exists. And here's the other thing, like, I see other stuff that's not wacko. So, like, because, like, you could say, like, oh, can you really clearly see something when you're driving that fast? Yeah, because I told Maddie the other day, like, I know that I'm not crazy because, like, this piece of crumpled up paper rolled in front of my car when I was driving at 75 mm-hmm. miles mm-hmm. an hour.
Yeah.
And I was able to tell that it was crumpled up paper. So, like, I'm not fooling myself in thinking that I could glance at something going that fast and be able to see in detail what I'm looking at.
Right.
Does that make sense? But yes, I did see a dragon. I believe it was a dragon. You can tell me it wasn't. You can tell me I'm crazy. You can tell me I'm schizophrenic. That's cool. I am sorry that you can't see magic. That's all I got to say to that.
I think that's a good way to end it, too, honestly, because you and I both sounded crazy the second half. Yeah.
But it's okay. Exactly. That is exactly right. So, thank you very much to Pam.
Melissa.
Victoria.
And Death by DVD.
Yes. We appreciate y'all being our patrons on Patreon. If you guys want a spiffy shout out and maybe like fun little things like the Halloween cards that we sent to our patrons, you can become a supporter of your favorite witches at patreon.com/witches talking tarot.
And you can find us on Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot. Did you already say Instagram?
Uh-uh. Okay. Nope, haven't done the socials
okay.
at all.
Okay. We're on Facebook at Witches Talking Tarot, and we're on
the X at Classiest Witches, because we are the classiest and possibly craziest witches you know. And also, if you are watching us in our fun little jammy jams on the YouTube, go ahead and... like and subscribe while you're here. We really appreciate it. And it'll keep you up to date on when we release our new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
Bye.